Can someone please get in contact with the Minnesota Department of Economic and Employment Development? See if it's possible for a college hockey team, its coaches, its players, its equipment staff, its trainers, its radio announcer, heck, even its fans. See if we can get time and a half. Isn't that pretty standard when you're working overtime all the time? I'm only slightly kidding. 8 CCHA games so far this season, 6 have gone to overtime. Scoreless regulation October 24th, Beavers won it in overtime 1-0. Took an extra 2 minutes and 12 seconds. The next week on the road to Bowling Green, Halloween night, 4-4 after regulation, 4-4 after the 3-on-3, Beavers won it in a shootout. The next night, 2-2 after regulation, Beavers won it 3-2 in overtime. Two Saturdays ago, hosting Lake Superior State, 2-2 headed to overtime, Beavers win it 3-on-2 in the 3-on-3. Last weekend, both games at Michigan Tech went to overtime, Beavers winning in a shootout on Friday, lost in the 3-on-3 on Saturday. I think I speak for all of us. I'd like time and a half. Two games last Saturday at Michigan Tech, both doozies. On the weekend for the Beavers, Oliver Peer and Adam Flamang scored on Friday night. Then on Saturday, it was another one of the familiar names, Riley Funk, showing up in the scoring column. Once again, the Beavers scored the game's first goal. Artis Skevich will stop it there behind the net. He pauses, sends it on the backhand to the near corner. Beavers keep it alive there. Riley Funk, shallow angle, shoots and scores! Riley Funk from the bottom of the left side circle puts it into the net, and Bemidji State goes up 1-0. I don't know how Riley had anything to shoot at there, but he did. And the Beavers lead it 1-0. Michigan Tech made a nice play to tie it in the second, and then won it just 95 seconds into overtime. Pass to Casper Peardy. He drops it off now with speed is Latimer. Latimer into the offensive zone, pumped into by Mitch Wolf. Pass comes back, a shot and a goal. Next, Casper Peardy wins it in the 3-on-3. Oh, it's got me in its bed. A feeling that I know so well. Can you expect overtime again tonight? Beavers and the Northern Michigan Wildcats? Beavers' Oliver Peer says that's highly likely.
Every game's so close. I mean, it's fun going overtime. You do lose a point, obviously not winning in regulation. Hopefully we can get a couple more regulation wins. It's good to win, but you do want to get those 3 points, all of the 3 points that are up for grabs that night. So, yeah, maybe it's the most overtimes I've ever been in and been involved in such a short amount of games.
Beavers haven't lost in regulation in any of their 8 league games. 3 other teams can also say that. One of the teams that hasn't won in any of their games, Northern Michigan. But don't think that makes one bit of difference tonight.
You know what? They scare me. I mean, they came into our building last year and won 2 games. Yeah, I remember that. I'm not gonna forget that. And they did a good job. And they play a lot of tight games so far.
Quarter Bar pregame show, Beavers and the Northern Michigan Wildcats. Here from the Sanford Center, next on the Beaver Radio Network.